Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Your Money Matters. I'm Elise Glink. I'm sitting in for John Hansen. You can find me at my financial wellness company, bestmoneymoves.com, or Sundays at 7 a.m. where I sit and hang out with Tom Fortino. We have a good time. 312-981-7200 is our number. Happy to take your call or your text. Sarah Freistad is a reporter at the Chicago Tribune. She reports on travel. And boy, is it messy out there. I went and tried to make a reservation today, Sarah, and it was unbelievable. Every ticket I looked at was $600, and that's for the back of the plane seats, not even up front. What's going on?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me. Yes, it is summer, and it is expensive. So, you know, obviously this is peak travel time of year, and I think we're all feeling that a little bit.
So what's causing the rise of price? Every airline seems packed to the gills. You've got, you know, airports that seem packed to the gills. Where do all these people come from?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is that certainly demands for travel is super high this summer. All of the airlines are projecting really strong travel. But it's actually a little bit better than it was last year. You know, we're not experiencing what they called it last summer, revenge travel, where everyone wanted to get back out. And things have actually calmed down a little bit this summer. But it's a little bit of a mixed bag, right? So demand is high, but not as high. Prices are high, but not as high. So I think a lot of it depends on kind of when the last time you traveled was.
Well, I have had about four trips so far this year, and I have six trips coming up in the next 6 weeks. And so I can only speak for myself, but boy, I'm a little bit tired of making airplane reservations. I will say that it just feels like there are fewer planes going from Chicago on a variety of airplanes than there were before. Now, is that just my impression, or are we still seeing the effects of not quite having enough pilots or not quite having enough planes in the right places? You know, is travel down at O'Hare?
Yeah, you know, it certainly could be. The airlines are definitely still feeling the effects of staffing shortages. There's shortages at airlines. There's shortages at the FAA, who operate the air traffic control towers. So that obviously limits the number of planes they can fly. You know, one key difference this summer compared to last summer is that while the airlines have been hiring and trying to staff back up, they're actually just operating a little bit more realistic schedules this summer. Mm-hmm. So last summer, I think a lot of the major airlines were really ambitious in what they scheduled, and there were a lot of flights, but they didn't quite have the staff to operate them. So that's why you saw all of those cancellations and delays and all of the chaos last summer. This summer, even after all the hiring, they're just operating schedules that make a little bit more sense. And sometimes that might mean fewer flights than maybe we were used to pre-pandemic.
Yeah, and that makes sense to me as well. Do you have any advice for people? You know, I know you're covering this for the Tribune, but do you have any advice for people who are out there thinking about traveling? Should everybody just drive?
anyone who's driving around here knows that's you have a lot of road construction to deal with. So
just a little.
But no, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. Certainly, booking, you know, if you book too last minute, that's going to lead to some of those high prices. It also depends on where you're going. So this summer, you know, domestic airfare, still expensive, but actually down from last year. Last year's really high prices. Mm-hmm. The average domestic airfare this summer is expected to be about $300. But, you know, for international travel, those prices are way up. Demand for international, especially to Europe and to Asia, has really skyrocketed this summer. So that's you're going to be paying quite a bit more than maybe you are used to for travel to those places.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. I hear friends and family bemoaning the cost of trips abroad, and they're like everything we're looking at, again, back, not the front section, but way in the back, you know, they're all paying well into the 1,000, 1,500, whatever it is, which I think is surprising to them. They are, you know, continue to be thinking that, I guess, Europe is going to be a cheaper place to go, but it isn't. It's summer, to your point. Any last thoughts about, you know, travel and what you see coming down the pike for the fall? Any relief in sight?
Yeah, you know, I think this summer is a big test to kind of see what's going to happen for the industry moving forward. Again, anyone who flew anywhere last summer probably knows that things didn't go great. So this summer, the busy high season for travel, we'll have to see if it does ease up from last year, and, you know, maybe that could be a good sign for travelers moving forward.
Well, I sure hope so. Sarah Freistadt is the travel reporter at the Chicago Tribune. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you.